It's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're highlighting 9 local teachers. One of those teachers is Jeff Clark. Now, Jeff, how did you first get involved in teaching?
I don't recall a moment where I decided to become a teacher. I do remember filling out all the applications. I do remember it was very competitive to get into Ontario. You were allowed to choose 3 schools, I believe. And then in the province, me and a few friends ended up going to New York, which was opening up Canadian programs.
Amazing. So you definitely have experience throughout Canada and the States. So obviously you get a lot out of it. So what is the one thing that you get out of this experience of being an educator?
Well, I hope I give more than I get, but I learn a lot. I learn from every interaction, from every student. What comes to mind immediately is my 2 years teaching in Kosovo in the old Yugoslavia. And I was teaching kids that 10 years before were 8, 9, and 10 years old during the war. And now 10 years later, I'm teaching 17, 18, and 19 year olds. And on a daily basis, I learned a lot about life and their struggles, something that I'd never experienced and only read in books before. These were children of war. And they are literally now, today, 10, 15 years later, the leaders of that country.
Learning about their past obviously must have been a challenge. And would that be considering one of your biggest challenges, or have you faced a couple along the way?
Biggest challenge is, for me, going to work every day knowing we're fighting an uphill battle. I think that teaching in a First Nations community, we're on an uneven playing field. I think the deck is stacked against us. We are funded very differently from the federal government to what provincial schools are funded. Going to work every day knowing that the greater society tends to be apathetic, complacent to the inequality, the injustice, the racism, the systemic, the blatant, and the covert racism that exists on a daily basis that our kids have to face.
I mean, you definitely have a different light to shine on your teaching experience with working in a First Nations community, and I'm sure just, you know, having to deal with all of those things as well as being a teacher and these kids having to learn every day is just, like you said, the deck feels stacked against you.
Yeah, but we, our staff at Antler River Elementary School on Chippewa-Thames First Nation is extremely dedicated. We have a great principal in Vic Lursley. We have the full support of the community, the families, the kids are on board, and we're doing the right things despite that uphill battle.
Another question we've been asking is, compared to years past, how has the pandemic changed the way you've had to teach, and how is it compared to other years as being a teacher?
Well, it seems to be going that we're going a little more online and relying on technology, and that would be my greatest weakness in teaching, is grasping the technology that could be out there. I'm learning. I have a lot of great support, people to bounce things off. I have an incredible EA who's very technologically inclined, and so I'm learning. I'd rather be face-to-face. I think everybody agrees that that's the optimal way to go about teaching our kids. But it is what it is. We are where we are, and we will adapt. Our kids are extremely resilient, and we've had great successes in the first couple months of the paper packages and meeting once a week. We've seen a lot of successes.
That's amazing. So as far as advice that you would give to a student hoping to become a teacher one day, what advice would you give to them?
Well, 20 years on, we just recently hired our first student who became a teacher, and I would hope to see that happen more. My advice to anyone going into teaching would be, make sure your heart's in it.
And then I'm sure there's plenty that you can think of, but what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment, you're most proud of over the 20 plus years you've been a teacher?
It wouldn't be anything I've accomplished. I would think it's what our kids have accomplished. Speaking specifically with First Nations children in our community, Chippewa-Thames, I've been heavily involved in sports since I was there in 2000, whether it be basketball, hockey, volleyball, and those accomplishments when we take a boys basketball team to the city finals, coming from a small rural school is incredible. This past year, our senior girls volleyball team went to the city finals and performed admirably with a skeleton crew against bigger schools with students with more experience in volleyball. But the girls that we coached this year brought a tear to my eye. They really, really came through in the clutch. We did not win, but we did win because we were there, and I was very proud of them and their overall accomplishment.
That's so amazing. You think back to those times as a student and remembering those times, but you don't think really how big of an impact they'll have on teachers as well. So it's kind of nice to see that other side of they remember them.
Those moments are huge. I hold very dear my experience in sport, and by no means was I a stellar athlete, but I played every sport I could, and I had mentors in John Lavereau, in Jerry O'Brien, and Gary Clark, who coached and showed me as a student what I need to do to be a successful teacher outside of the classroom, and that's give of your time, give of your shoulder, give of yourself every day, and those three people and many more outside of school, just coaches in general that give to the community and their schools and the kids. You don't forget that.